Spirit-filled living is God's plan for all of us. Okay, let's go back to Galatians now. And this always, in the discipleship, you know, when you move off of one passage, they kind of feel, it couldn't get worse than that. You know, that was a little hard, you know. Now, let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Spirit-filled living is God's plan for all of us. And if you look in chapter 5, starting in verse 19, it says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and lewdness." And by the way, every time a believer has an unsurrendered part of their life, the weeds of the old way that you used to be. Have you ever seen these massive cornfields, you know, and they just chemical those things to death? And I mean, they can plow them and they stay absolutely looking plowed for months. Everything's been killed in sight, you know, except there's this lone weed. You ever seen those? They just stick out. I mean, some of them are massive weeds, and it's like, whatever chemical you used did not affect that, you know, and it just shows up in that, or in the corn, you see it too, you know. It's like a chemical-resistant monster weed, you know. They call them Frankenweeds nowadays because they're being, no, literally, the genetic engineering and all of the chemicals are actually kind of like antibiotics in the human body, producing super germs. We're producing super, you know, chemical-resistant weeds. But that's what shows up in the plowed ground of the purchase by the blood of Christ, lives of believers. When we do not apply, by the way, the Holy Spirit's Roundup kills all weeds. He's not like, you know, Monsanto's. He can kill them all, you know. And he wants to. Anything under his control does not have these things in it. Look what shows up when the Holy Spirit's not working. The works of the flesh, unspirit-filled and controlled and led people have adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. You know, believers would say, we don't do any of those things. Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath. I lost my temper. No, you didn't. It's still there, and you found it, and it's springing up, you know. Outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition. That's at the core of getting ahead. If the goal in life is to be wealthy and successful and comfortable and secure, you better have strong, selfish ambition, because you're going to have to climb to the top. And there's everybody competing, and you're going to outdo them. Did you notice that selfish ambition has bad company? We're right by idolatry and immorality and selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy. I mean, you've probably never heard of anybody that doesn't like it that someone, I mean, they're being paid too much and they have too nice of stuff and they shouldn't have that. You know, it's just envy, murders. The Lord says if you're angry at someone without a cause, you're a murderer. Drunkenness, revelries, and the like, which I tell you beforehand, I tell you now in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Did you know those things are not allowed to grow in our life without divine intervention? And by the way, that's what we studied last Sunday night at communion. That if we don't examine our life and say, ooh, I have a spirit of those things in my life, Lord, I confess and forsake, and I want you to get rid of that. If we don't, the Lord moves in and gets rid of it. That's called the chastening of the Lord. And in 1 Corinthians 11 says, some are weak and some are sick and some are sleeping. They're dead. The Lord will not allow a believer to persist in any of these things. He resists it.